Welcome to Nachyomi of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Schupp. In the 28th chapter, Yirmiyahu's conflict with the false prophets comes to a climax. In the opening scene, Yirmiyahu is still wearing the yoke, representing subjugation to Babylonia. As he stands at the Beit HaMikdash, in the presence of the Kohanim and the Jewish people, and confronts Hananiah ben Azor, who contradicts Yirmiyahu's message, ceremoniously declares to the entire assembly gathered on the Temple Mount, "Kol amar Hashem tzvakot Elokei Yisrael lemor, shavarti et ol melech bavel. Be'od shnataim yamim ani meshiv el hamakom hazeh et kol klei beit Hashem. Asher lakach Nebuchadnezzar melech bavel min hamakom hazeh vayevi'em bavel. Ve'et Yechoniah ben Yehoyakim melech Yehuda ve'et kol galut Yehuda habaim bavela ani mashiv el hamakom hazeh ne'um Hashem." This is what Hashem of hosts, the God of Israel, says. "I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Within 2 years I will bring back to this place all the vessels of Hashem's house that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, removed from here and took to Babylon. I will also bring back to this place Jehoiachin, son of Jehoiakim, king of Yehuda, and all the other exiles from Yehuda who went to Babylon," declares Hashem. Keep in mind that by now Yirmiyahu's predictions about the rise of Babylonia and its expansionist ambitions have proven to be true. Reliance on the waning strength of Egypt proved to be a fatal error, and Jehoiakim's disgraceful end and the exile of the royal court verified that Yirmiyahu's prophecies would materialize. Nonetheless, many in Jerusalem were lured by the optimistic oracles of men such as Hananiah ben Azor. Such messages, as well as private advice given to Tzidkiyahu by his ministers, encouraged the weak-willed king to breach his solemn oath of loyalty to Nebuchadnezzar. He was being prodded to join the alliance headed by Egypt, who were plotting a major rebellion against the Babylonian Empire. Yirmiyahu was probably outraged at Hananiah's duplicity, but hid his true feelings as he opens his response in verse 5. "Vayomer Yirmiyahu hanavi el Hananiah hanavi, le'enei ha-kohanim u'le'enei kol ha'am ha'omdim b'feit Hashem." Then the prophet Jeremiah said to the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priests and in the presence of all the people who stood in the house of Hashem. But we're not told what he said. Rabbi Yosef Kara explains that Yirmiyahu restrained himself and bit his tongue, and after a brief pause, gave a calculated answer in verse 6. "Vayomer Yirmiyahu anavi, amen, ken yaseh Hashem, yakem Hashem et dvarecha asher nibeta lehashiv klei beit Hashem vekol hagola mibavel el hamakom hazeh." Amen. May Hashem do so. May Hashem materialize your words which you have prophesied and return the vessels of Hashem's house and the entire captivity from Babylon to this place. Abarbanel suggests that Hananiah was no fraud. He actually dreamed that the exiled royal court and the looted holy vessels of the Beit HaMikdash would be returned in 2 years' time. However, he was mistaken to assume that his dreams are prophetic. While the dream was real enough, he lied when he claimed that Hashem said it. Yirmiyahu's response to the dream was genuinely hopeful, as he was always praying for a happy resolution of the national and religious crisis. But Malbim, in contrast, suggests there is a sarcastic undertone in Yirmiyahu's response. Yirmiyahu was livid and about to retort angrily at the man giving false hope to a desperate people, instead of inspiring them to repent. This explains why we have the duplicate Vayomer, Vayomer. He then sets Hananiah and the assembled Jews straight, when Yirmiyahu adds in verses 7 through 9, Ach shma na hadavar hazeh, asher anochi dover beoznecha ubeoznei kol ha'am. הנביאים אשר היו לפניי ולפניך מן העולם, וינבאו אל ארצות רבות ועל ממלכות גדולות למלחמה ולרעה ולדבר. הנביא אשר ינבא לשלום, בבוא דבר הנביא יוודא הנביא אשר שלחו השם באמת. Hear now this word that I speak in your ears and in the ears of all the people. The prophets who have been before me and before you of old prophesied against many countries and against great kingdoms of war, of evil, and of pestilence. But the prophet who prophesies of peace, when the word of the prophet shall happen, then the prophet shall be known as one who Hashem has truly sent. Rashi points out that herein lies the litmus test to differentiate between the true prophet and the charlatan. Positive prognostications that materialize will determine who is truly Hashem's messengers, while negative predictions can be annulled through tshuva, repentance, prayer, and good deeds. As we pray on Yom Kippur, ותשובה, ותפילה, וצדקה מעבירים את רוע הגזירה. Given that Hananiah specified that their redemption would occur in 2 years' time, Yirmiyahu suggests that the people must wait patiently before joining any rebellious conspiracy to see if Hananiah's predictions hold true. But Hananiah showed no restraint when he heard these words that subtly impugned the authenticity of his claims to prophecy, as indicated in verses 10 through 11. Vayikach Hananiah hanavi et hamota me'al tzavar Yirmiyahu hanavi vayishabrehu. Then the prophet Hananiah took the yoke off the neck of Jeremiah the prophet and broke it. And in the presence of all the people, Hananiah proclaimed, this is what Hashem says, in this way, within 2 years, I will break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar off the neck of all of the nations. At this, Yirmiyahu the prophet walked out defiantly. Hananiah expands his prediction to include the liberation of all the nations oppressed by Babylonia. Thereafter, Hashem sends Yirmiyahu to a private audience with Hananiah, as described in verses 13 to 14. Haloch ve'amarta el Hananiah le'mor, ko amar Hashem, motot etz shavarta, ve'asita tachtehen motot barzel, ki ko amar Hashem tzvakot Elokei Yisrael, ol barzel natati al tzavar kol hagoyim ha'ele. לעבוד את נבוכדנצר מלך בבל, ועבדוהו, וגם את חיית השדה נתתי לו. Go and tell Hananiah that this is what Hashem says. You have broken a yoke of wood, but in its place you have fashioned a yoke of iron. For this is what Hashem of hosts, the God of Israel, says. I have put a yoke of iron on the neck of all these nations to make them serve Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylonia, and they will serve him. I have even given him control of the beasts of the field. Yirmiyahu clarified that past experiences indicate that only the unfolding events of the future would prove whether Hananiah was God's authentic messenger. What was Hananiah's answer or nonverbal reaction Did he brush your meow aside in contempt? Was he a little bit shocked? The silence is inexplicable. But then, your meow approaches Hananya with a personal message in verse 15, man to man, as he looks him straight in the eye. Vayomer Yirmiyahu el Hananya Hanavi, Shmana Hananya, Lo Shlachacha Hashem, Ve'ata Yiftachta et Ha'am Hazeh al Sheker. Then Yirmiyahu the prophet said to the prophet Hananya, listen now, Hananya, Hashem did not send you, but you promised these people a lie. And as for Hananya, was his continued silence an admission, or was his refusal to answer further evidence of his disdain? In any event, Yirmiyahu continues in verse 16. Lachen ko amar Hashem, hineni mishalechecha me'al pnei ha'adama, hashana atamet, ki sara dibarta el Hashem. Therefore Hashem has decreed, I'm about to remove you from the face of this earth. You will die this year because you have preached rebellion against Hashem. Did Hashem actually condemn Hananya to death? Or is this an oblique reference to the law regarding the false prophet, as written in the book of Devarim, chapter 13, where the language is remarkably similar? V'hanavi hahu, o cholem ha-chalom hahu, yumat, ki diber sara al Hashem Elokechem. That prophet, or that dreamer of dreams, shall be put to death, because he has spoken rebellion against Hashem, your God. Abar ben El says that this is a case of tzadik gozer v'hakadosh baruch hu mekayem. A tzadik decrees, and Hashem fulfills the tzadik's wishes, and compares it to the case of Moshe Rabbeinu and Korach, when Moshe demanded that Hashem cause a miracle to prove who is the true prophet, and the earth subsequently opened up miraculously and swallowed up Korach and his band of rebels. Thus the chapter ends with the fulfillment of Yirmiyahu's prayer. Vayamat Hananya Hanavi Bashana Ha'i B'chodesh Hashvi'i. So Hananya the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. Chazal clarified that Hananya died on the last day of the month of Elul, the last day of that fateful year, on Erev Rosh Hashanah, and was buried in the month of Tishrei, after Rosh Hashanah, the following year. Remember that the Torah counts Nisan as the first month of the Judaic year. Thank you for learning together. Le'ilui Nishmat Barbara Atlas, Bracha Bat Avraham. She was a beacon of light to all who knew her. Barbara's kindness and generosity had no bounds.